I asked the sister in Christ, do you know about the book of Numbers?
我问姐妹，你是否清楚知道民数记吗？
She said, yeah, I know. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
她说我懂1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
And I was shocked, but I understand it's not a book we often hear from the pulpit.
当然我能够明白，因为我们不常从讲台上听见这一本书。
So let me give you a little background to the book of Numbers.
首先让我给你们一些背景关于民数记。
Numbers is called Numbers because of a census that was taken in Israel before they entered the Promised Land.
这本书称为民数记，是因为在以色列还未进入应许地之前，神叫他们数算当中的人民。
But it's easier to remember this book if you know Hebrew and the first verse is in the wilderness.
可是如果你懂希伯来文的话，你会发现。 第一节那里就是说在旷野，这个就是那一本书的开始。
And so if you're familiar with Genesis to Exodus and all that, you'll see that after Exodus,
如果你是熟悉创世纪还有出埃及记的话，你会知道出埃及记过后，
that actually the journey to the Canaan land should take the most a year.
他们要到 应许地或者是迦南地，只是需要花一年的时间。
Because we're talking about several million Jews all moving at the same time.
因为这一段时候有几百万个犹太人一同出发。
But the part where we're in Numbers is just before they entered the Canaan land.
在民数记这里记载的经文，其实是在以色列人还刚要进入。
So if you look at the first verse, I'll encourage you to turn to Numbers 25 and stay there. We won't be turning to other passages very much.
我首先邀请大家翻到民数记第25章，我们会停留在这段圣经，不会到处跳。
The first verse says, while Israel lived in Shittim.
第一节说以色列人住在示亭。
So you must be wondering where that is.
你可能在想示亭到底在哪里。
That's where the arrow is near the end of their journey.
就在这一片图上面的那一个红箭嘴那里。
They started at 1, went around, move around, and this is close to number 16 to 17.
那里的数目字就告诉我们，他们从第一点开始，然后到了第16点、第17点那里。
But let me give you the context of the book.
让我首先 介绍一下这本书的背景。
It's very simply put, there's actually two parts, the first generation in the wilderness, or the second generation that actually entered the land.
这一本书分为两个部分，第一个部分是第一代以色列人在旷野中，第二个部分就是第二代的以色列人在占领迦南地。
So you know they wandered for 40 years, right?
他们在旷野中环绕了40年。
And just to give you more context, the chapter 1 to 10 was the first 20 days or so in this book.
在第一章到第十章的时间其实只有20天。
And actually in the subsequent chapters up to 22, up to chapter 20 is 38 years.
然后在第11章到第20章的时间有38年之久。
And from chapter 21 to the end of the book, it's actually only 10 months.
从第21章到这本书的尾端的时间是10个月。
So that's roughly about 40 years.
所以加起来大概有40年之久。
But another way to see the book of Numbers is also how it's bracketed between obedience, disobedience, and renewed obedience.
我们可以从另外一个角度来看民数记，就这里能够看见以色列的顺服，他们对神的悖逆，然后又重新的顺服。
But today's passage is on Numbers 25, so I just want to tell you what happened just before Numbers 25.
今天我们的 经文是民数记第二十五章，所以我要告诉大家，在二十五章之前刚刚发生了什么事情。
So Israel just sacked two kings, Og and Gershon, Sihon and Og, the kings of Amorites and Bashan.
以色列刚刚将两个这个迦南地的国王给铲除了。
So Israel's reputation for destroying the enemies was growing.
所以以色列有这样的一个名誉，就是他们能够将他们的敌人都给毁灭了。
Balak the king heard about this.
有一个国王叫做巴拉，他听见了这件事情。
So he tried to enlist a magician by the name of Balaam.
他就请了一个这个魔法师，就是叫做巴兰。
Who is a prophet?
巴兰是一个先知。
And Balak wanted Balaam to curse Israel.
巴拉国王希望巴兰先知会咒诅以色列。
But Balaam blessed Israel three times.
可是巴兰却三次的祝福以色列。
So Balaam was unable to curse Israel. He used another method.
所以巴兰在诅咒以色列失败之后，他就采取了另外一个措施。
He used sex and seduction.
他用性还有诱惑。
Through pagan worship.
用这个敬拜假神。
So instead of trying to fight Israel,
所以他没有在与以色列征战。
He let the God of Israel destroy Israel.
他让以色列的神自己亲手毁灭以色列。
You see, the God of Israel is a jealous God.
因为以色列的神是一个忌邪的神。
And he will not tolerate idolatry.
他不会允许有任何的奸淫。
So that's why Balaam used this tactic.
所以巴兰就用了这样的一个措施。
And this is where they are in the last part of the journey.
这张地图就告诉我们以色列在最后一段的行程过中。
And if you see in our text in verse 1, chapter 25,The people began to whore with the daughters of Moab, and these invited the people to the sacrifices of their gods, and the people ate and bowed down to their gods. So Israel yoked himself, and this is the whole nation, to Baal of Peor, and the anger of the Lord was kindled against Israel. And the Lord said to Moses, Take all the chiefs of the people and hang them in the sun before the Lord, that the fierce anger of the LordMaybe turn away from Israel.
民数记二十五章第一节，百姓与摩押女子行起淫乱，因为这女子叫百姓来一同给他们的神献祭，百姓就吃他们的祭物，跪拜他们的神。以色列人与巴利皮尔联合，耶和华的怒气就向以色列人发作。耶和华吩咐摩西说：“将百姓中所有的族长在我面前对着热头悬挂，使我向以色列人所发的怒气可以消了。”
Is God right to be jealous?
神，是一个忌邪的神，这是对的吗？
Yes.
当然。
At the later part of Numbers, you see that he commends Phinehas for being jealous.With God's jealousy.
在民数记的二十五章的尾端，我们发现神表扬或者赞扬了腓尼哈，因为腓尼哈以神的忌邪为心。
Is jealousy a sin?
如果嫉妒是罪吗？
嫉妒 is a sin, but 忌邪 is not.
当然，嫉妒是罪，可是忌邪不是罪。
So.The Chinese actually distinguishes it a lot clearer than the English.
所以在中文里面分别的比较清楚。
So in the Hebrew, the word is kinor or kwanor, depending on the verb usage.
在希伯来文那里，这个祭邪的原文叫做 kino 或者是 kono。
The meaning behind it is to be ardent or zealous or jealous。
在背后的那一个思想是讲到热，非常的热心或者是祭邪。
In this picture, you see the guy being a little overly friendly with the lady in white.
在这一片图画当中，我们看见那一个在中间的男人对穿白衣的女士非常的有这个注意力。
And the lady towards the side was jealous.
站在一旁的那一位女士就非常的妒忌。
The title of the painting was Envy and Jealousy.
这一片图画的这个目的题目就是羡慕与妒忌。
In our human understanding, jealousy seems like a sin.
对人来说，嫉妒就是一种罪。
But God is sinless, so when He says He's jealous, it is not sin.
不过神是无罪的，所以当神说他祭邪的时候，这个不是罪。
Just ask any couple if the partner is a little too friendly with the opposite gender, how would they feel?
你只需要问任何的一对夫妇或者是配偶，如果他的配偶对异性朋友过于热心的话。这样配偶会有什么样子的感觉呢？
You may think, oh, jealousy at that point is sin.
你可能当时会觉得这一种妒忌是罪。
Let me ask you, if a married couple, one of the partners of the married couple has an affair, is the other partner right to be jealous?
不过让我问你一个问题，如果是一对夫妇当中的其中一个人他对他在外面犯了奸淫，这样的话，另一半如果是嫉妒的话，这个是犯罪吗？
It's not, because the covenant relationship between the husband and wife is exclusive.
这个其实不是在犯罪，因为夫妻之间立了约，而且这一个约是独一无二的。
So the offended party is not wrong to be jealous.
所以如果配偶被得罪的话，这一种嫉妒是不是罪的。
Obviously the adulterous party is in sin.
当然犯奸淫的另一半其实是在罪中。
So if you look back in our text, was God right to be angry? Verse 3, as the anger of the Lord was kindled against Israel.
所以当我们回去看经文的第三节的时候，耶和华的怒气向以色列人发作，这个是这对的吗？
God desires so allegiance and honor and homage to the ones he chose.
神对他所拣选的人民的要求就是他们对他忠心，而且是独一无二的忠心。
It's not that he's petty and can't allow them to worship the way they want.
神不是一个小气的神，他不是因为不高兴他们如此的敬拜。
But because God is the greatest out there, He is right to demand all worship.
而是因为神是在这里最伟大的神，所以他要求人民敬拜他是绝对的对。
The first commandment tells us that we shall have no other gods.
第一个诫命教导我们不能够有别的神。
That doesn't mean a formal religion.
当然这个不是说我们必须要有一个宗教。
It just means if anything in your life, your career, your popularity, anything, if it's more important than God, you have an idol in your heart.
这个不只是指着宗教，而是指着在你生命当中，无论是你的事业或者是你的知名度等等的，如果在你生命当中这一切的事物比神更重要的话，你就已经犯了这个拜偶像的罪了。
In the verse that was mentioned, I want to highlight the idea of the covenant.
在我们提到的经文当中，我想要 强调立约的这一个词。
Understand that many of us use it like in the terms marriage covenant.
当然，我明白大家想到守约的时候，常常都想到这个婚姻的约。
But you see, a covenant actually has a much more significant meaning than that.
不过，其实立约比起婚姻更加的严重。
See in the picture, if you can see it, there's an animal that split right down the middle, and there are two parties that walk down the middle of this animal.
如果你能够看得清楚这个图片的话，你会看见有一些动物被分割为一半，然后两者就会从这些被分为一半的动物当中走过。
You see the owl crimson red.
你看见那一些血吗？在地上的血。
Some have speculated that the owl in the marriage ceremony is related to this.
有些人就在他们就觉得当夫妻走过红地毯的时候，那个红地毯其实就代表了这个血迹。
But what is this picture about?
不过这一个图片是在讲什么呢？
In Genesis 15:17-18, it reads, "A smoking fire pot and a flaming torch passed between these pieces. On that day, the Lord made a covenant with Abram."
创世纪十五章十七到十八节告诉我们，不料有冒烟的炉并烧着的火把从那些肉块中经过，当那日耶和华与亚伯拉罕立约。
Actually, Abraham was supposed to walk down too, but the Lord walked himself because he knew he could keep the covenant.
其实亚伯拉罕自己本身应该一同走过的，不过当时亚伯拉罕并没有这么做，只是耶和华走过了。
So the idea is, if you break this covenant, may you be split in half like the animals.
这里所强调的就是，如果你不守约的话，就会如同那些动物一样被分为一半。
But God is long-suffering.
不过神是非常耐心的神。
Even though he has the right to be angry at sin and the sinner.
虽然他有绝对的主权向罪人与罪发怒。
So I'd like to bring you to today's passage and give you four main points.
所以现在让我们进入今天的经文，我们要看到四个重点。
And the title of this message is Sin and the Jealousy of God.
今天这一段经文的题目就是罪与忌邪的神。
If you look at verses 1 to 6,You'll find many relationships between sin and God.
如果你看第一到第六节的话，你会发现有许多罪与神的这个分别。
And there are many other dimensions and angles you can take it at, but let me offer you some of these.
当然，我们能够从很多的角度来看，不过让我只是举起几个。
In verse 1 to 6, you find that there's a contention about sin.
在第一到第六节，我们发现，对罪有一种争论。
You see, sin is moral in nature.
你发现吗？罪是在道德上有一些关系的。
It offended God.
罪就是得罪神。
And that's because God is the only one that's to be worshipped, and they started worshipping others.
他们原本是应该敬拜这一位真神而已，不过他们开始敬拜假神。
You see, when I promised Crystal that I'm going to give all my affections to her, if I started going out with other women, different days, different nights, does she have the right to be angry with me?
当我答应我的太太，我只是忠心于他，可是之后我却每日每夜都与不同的女人出外，这样的话我的太太生我的气，这个是对的吗？
You may say that sin mixed into her relation, into her reaction.
你可能说她的反应也是有罪啊。
But because of the exclusive nature of our marriage covenant, she is right to be mad at me.
不过我们的婚姻的约是独一无二的，所以如果他生我的气，这个是对的。
You see, If I did that, I'll be sinning against God first and against her.
如果我如此行的话，我首先的就是得罪神，第二就是得罪我的妻子。
And in the second sub point here, you can see that sin is personal in nature.
在第二点，我们看见罪是个人性的。
You see, nothing is more treacherous than adultery.
因为犯奸淫是没有什么比犯奸淫更加的危险。
And we commit spiritual adultery if we worship anything else.
如果我们是敬拜其他的假神，我们就在属灵上犯了属灵的奸淫。
If you look at verse 3 and 4, you find that God's anger wasn't just short-lived. He wanted the people, the chiefs of the people, to be hung in the sun.
当我们看第三与第四节的时候，我们发现神的怒气是不短暂的，因为神要求他们将族长在我面前对着热头悬挂。
He wanted them dead.
他要击杀他们。
It's not because that he can't get over being hurt.
不是因为神非常觉得得罪了之后他不能够忘记。
But that this is also to be an example to those who are faithful.
因为这也成为了对那些信实的人的一种这个例子。
Because if they are faithful, God will protect them. But if they are not, God will judge. God keeps His promises.
因为如果他们是信实的话，神会保守他们；如果他们不信实的话，神会审判他们。
And so in subpoint C, you see that sin is dangerous to the godless.
所以我们在第三个小点会看得出，罪对于那些无神的人是非常的危险的。
And if this is not bad enough, in verse 6 you see, and behold, one of the people of Israel came and brought a Midianite woman to his family in the sight of Moses and in the sight of the whole congregation of the people of Israel. While they, being Israel, were weeping at the entrance of the tent of meeting.
就好像这些人还嫌不够糟，我们看到第六节那里，摩西和以色列全会众正在会幕门前哭泣的时候，谁知有以色列中的一个人，当他们眼前带着一个米甸女人到他弟兄那里去。
Please don't confuse this with a bunch of us meeting in church and then suddenly someone brings an unbeliever in.
我们在这里不是说我们在教会里聚会的时候有人将一个非信徒带进来。
This is talking about a deliberate affront to those who are repenting to say, hey, look, who cares what God says? I'm going to have sex with this woman right now.
这里其实是对那些在认罪悔改的人一种直接的挑战。这一个人是在说，你们为什么认罪悔改？你看我能够在神的面前犯如此奸淫的罪。
Corporal judgment has been issued and this man couldn't care less.
虽然神已经审判了众人，这一个人却管不着。
This guy in Cantonese is basically saying, 彩雷都蒙。
这一个人其实就是不管神。
And you see then the second point of our passage today, that there was a confrontation.
我们就来到今天的经文的第二点，这里有一个对峙。
You see, during the confrontation, we should be weeping about sin.
在对峙的时候，我们应该因着罪而哭泣。
But then, this son of Israel and the Midianite woman challenged that repentance.
可是这个以色列人与米甸的女人却对他们的认罪悔改做出了一个挑战。
So in verse 7, when Phinehas the son of Eleazar, son of Aaron the priest, saw the couple, adulterous couple, he rose and left the congregation and took a spear in his hand and went after the men of Israel into the chamber and pierced both of them, the man of Israel and the woman, through her belly. This task, the plague on the people of Israel, was stopped.
第七节告诉我们，祭司亚伦的孙子以利亚撒的儿子菲尼哈看见了，就从会中起来，手里拿着枪，跟随那以色列人进亭子里去，便将以色列人和那女人由腹中刺透，这样在以色列人中瘟疫就止息了。
You see, Phinehas was angry with what God was angry at.
菲尼哈对神所发怒的事物他也发怒。
And this is in righteous jealousy.
这一种也是忌邪的心。
As there can be righteous anger as well.
就如同我们能够有公义的怒气一样。
But let us not confuse our selfish anger as righteous anger.
不过我们千万不要以为我们自私的怒气就是公义的怒气。
How do you know if it's righteous or not?
我们怎么知道是否公义呢？
If you don't know the word of God, you don't know what God's thinking, you will not know what is righteous anger and righteous jealousy.
如果你不清楚神的话到底教导什么，你也不知道什么是正确的，这样的话你不知道什么是公义的怒气。
We create this invisible standard of righteousness that's not even biblical sometimes.
我们自己造成了一种看不见的标准，我们就以为是一个正确的标准，不过很多时候是不符合圣经的。
You see, Phinehas here didn't make this upHe was commanded by the Lord in verse 4 to judge his sin.
我们在这里看见菲尼哈所做的，其实在第四节那里是神所命令的，他们必须审判这个罪。
And so Phinehas was just doing what God said to do.
所以菲尼哈所做的只是因为神这么说。
He didn't have a personal agenda against this couple.
他对这一对人，这一对男女没有自己的私心。
He didn't think, oh, how come I can't sin like them? How come I have pleasures like them? Let me take care of them and murder them out of selfish personal agendas.
他不是因为自己的私心，因为他妒忌他们，因为他自己不能够这么做而将他们给谋杀了。
He was angry with what God was angry with.
他发怒是因为神对这种事物也发怒。
You see, at this point, when you think of that gruesome scene where an adulterous couple, probably in the act of sexual immorality, is stabbed through, do you feel sorry for the sinner?
当我们读这一篇经文，发现了这对男女他们犯了罪却被杀害了，我们会同情他们吗？
You see, they're not in the tent drinking tea together. They were, as in verse 1, saying they were whoring with one another.
他们不是在亭子里面喝茶，他们是在亭子里面，就如同第一节那里说，行乞淫乱。
They're not this innocent couple that just got someone angry and got murdered in the process.
他们不是一对无罪的男女，得罪了某某人而因此遭到杀害。
So my question is, do you feel sorry for the sinners?
我要问的问题是，你同情这一对罪人吗？
And instinctively, are you angry at the just judge?
你会不会生那一个公义的审判官的气呢？
Be careful. Second point, do not let sin poison your sympathy against God.
我们要看的第二个小点就是，千万不要让罪导致你不同情神。
Please call sin sin.
你要将罪称为罪。
Because in the third point we can see that sin will be judged by God.
因为第三个小点就是告诉我们，神会审判罪。
But also we see that when sin is punished, verse 9, nevertheless those who died in the plague.were 24,000.
第九节告诉我们，那时遭瘟疫死的有24,000人。
That the death toll stopped at that number.
这个死亡的人数就在这里停止了。
Because of the obedience of one man.
因为有一个人顺服。
So this one man received commendation, which is the third point of our message.
这一个人就得到了表扬，这个就是我们的第三个点。
We know that in verse 10 to 11, we can see, and the Lord said to Moses, Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, son of Aaron the priest, has turned back my wrath from the people of Israel, in that he was jealous with my jealousy among them, so that I did not consume the people of Israel in my jealousy.
第十节，耶和华晓谕摩西说：“祭司亚伦的孙子以利亚撒的儿子菲尼哈，使我向以色列人所发的怒消了，因他在他们中间以我的祭邪为心，使我不在祭邪中把他们除灭。”
You see, God is right to be angry, and it is right for Phinehas to be angry with sin.
神发怒是对的。腓尼哈对罪发怒也是对的。
24,000 people died.
24,000人死了。
But many of them still lived.
不过还有很多人活着。
Do you think they learned the lesson?
你想一想，他们是否已经学习了该学的功课吗？
You see, if we stop just here, we're talking about the national history of Israel.
如果我们只是在这里停止的话，我们所考虑的只不过是以色列这个国家的历史。
But I want to bring it to your level.
不过我要把它带到你们的这一个层面。
To people living in the 21st century.
我们活在第二十一世纪。
The last sub-point here is very important.
最后一个小点是非常重要的。
Sin needs to be atoned for.
罪是必须要赎的。
If you look at verse 12.Therefore, say, Behold, I give to him my covenant of peace. Stop right there.
第十二节说，因此你要说，我将我平安的约赐给他。
What kind of peace is this?
这个是什么样子的平安呢？
Is it a political warless peace?
是一种政治上没有战争的平安吗？
No, it's peace with God, the one who can send you to hell.
不是的，这个是与神的和好，与神的平安，这一位神能够将你打入地狱。
This is the God who's angry with your sin and my sin.
这一个神，他非常的气我们所犯的罪。
The fact that you are still breathing right now is a grace from God.
你现在还有一口气，就是神对你的恩典。
He can wipe us out the moment we sin.
他可以在我们犯第一条罪的时候就将我们除灭。
But he promises a covenant of peace here.
不过他却在这里应许了一个平安的约。
Peace with God.
与神和好，或者从神那里得着平安。
So you no longer need to fear God who can destroy you.
你不再需要惧怕那一位能够除灭你的神。
But have peace with him.
能够与他和好。
That is a special gift.
这个是何等特别的礼物。
But you see, in the Old Testament, we find that there are many covenants that were made between God and His chosen ones.
我们在旧约里面会看见有神与他的选民所立的许多约。
You may be familiar with Noah's, Abraham's, Moses and David's covenant.
我们会发现有挪亚的约，还有亚伯拉罕的约，跟摩西与大卫的约。
But you may not be as familiar with this one here in Numbers 25.
可是我们可能对民数记这里二十五章所记的这个约不是很认识。
You see, this peace is a supernatural peace.That God is promising to His people.
这里所提的平安是一种超凡的平安，是神向他的选民应许的平安。
And guess with me, who can fulfill all these covenants?
你能够与我一同猜测，有谁能够达到这些所有的约吗？
See, another important point when you're reading the Old Testament is about the typologies of Christ.
我们在读旧约的时候也必须要读到基督的不同类型。
You see, Adam was a picture of Christ, so was Noah, Abraham, Moses, Job, Joseph, David, Jonah. They were all incomplete pictures of Christ.
我们会发现亚当、诺亚、亚伯拉罕、摩西、约伯等等，他们都是代表着耶稣基督，不过他们不是一个完整的代表。
They all show a dimension of Christ, but each of them are like a signpost to point you to Jesus Christ.
他们都是, 让我们看见耶稣基督的不同层面, 可是他们都是如同这个, 指南针一样, 让我们能够看见真正的基督是谁。
Today's passage about Phinehas doesn't stop at Phinehas. It is about the priest mitigator.
今天这一段经文关于腓尼哈所做的 不只是关于腓尼哈, 而是关于祭司所做的一切。
You see, Phinehas was a type of Christ that he had to atone for the sins in a way.
腓尼哈就像是基督的 一个代表也一样, 因为他也是为以色列人赎罪。
See, only Jesus can fulfill all the covenants, typologies, and 613 Old Testament commandments.
只有耶稣基督才能够完成一切的约, 还有在旧约里面所提的613条诫命。
You see, I can't even keep my promises to my daughters sometimes about bringing them to the playground.
有些时候我答应我的孩子要带他们到游乐场, 我甚至不能够, 做得到。
Yet these complicated, near impossible to fulfill covenants was fulfilled in Jesus Christ.
可是在旧约里面所立的这一切非常难守的约, 耶稣基督却完成了他们。
See, only Jesus can save you from sin, and more importantly, that he can save you from the wrath of God.
只有耶稣基督才能够 将你从罪中救出来, 更加重要的, 祂能够将你从神的怒气当中救出来。
You are saved from God to be with God.
你从神的怒气当中拯救出来, 为的就是能够与神同在。
But if Jesus, who spilled his blood for us, is ignored, is made fun of, God will judge.
可是如果耶稣基督的宝血已经流出了, 你却嗤笑耶稣基督的宝血, 而且你不理会耶稣基督所流的宝血, 神会审判这一切。
You see, if you were not, like in verse 13, verse 12 to 13 in our passage, receiving the covenant of peace, you will be judged.
第13节这里说, 如果你是 不接受这个平安的约, 你就会受到审判。
You see, you will be killed for your sin.
你会因着你的罪而灭亡。
Maybe not in the same way as the Midianite and the son of Israel in the adulterous affair.
可能你灭亡的这个情况 与这个以色列人与米甸女人的情况不一样。
But be sure God is creative enough, there are many ways to punish.
不过你能够肯定的就是神有许多不同审判的方式。
So in the condemnation, we see that only at this point are the names of the offending sinners mentioned.
我们在读这一段经文的审判当中会发现从这里就让我们知道了犯罪的人的名字是什么。
Verse 14, the name of the slain man of Israel who was killed with the Midianite woman was Zimri, the son of Zalu, chief of a father's house belonging to the Simeonites. And the name of the Midianite woman who was killed was Cosby, the daughter of Zur, who was the tribal head of a father's house in Midian.
第14节, 那与米甸女人一同被杀的以色列人名叫辛利, 是撒路的儿子, 是西缅一个宗族的首领。 那被杀的米甸女人名叫哥斯比, 是苏尔的女儿, 这苏尔是米甸一个宗族的首领。
You see, the main character is not Cosby or Zimri or even Phinehas.
在这里的主角不是辛利, 也不是哥斯比, 也不是腓尼哈。
It's God.
是神。
And he is offended by our sin.
神被我们的罪给得罪了。
He left this here to remind us that we need a priest. We need his forgiveness.
神将这段经文记下来是要提醒我们，我们需要一个祭司，我们需要我们的罪得赎。
Here in 14 to 15, you find that Cosby and Zimri are in the hall of shame.
在第14节到第15节，我们发现了这个哥斯比还有辛利，他们的名字遗臭万年。
And that this is sin is shameful to God.
这就让我们看见了神，这个罪在神的眼前是非常的羞愧的。
And also treason to God.
这个也是反叛神的。
And if you read on, in 16 to 18, you find that sin is war to God.
从16到第18节，我们也会发现罪其实就是向神宣战。
Verse 16, and the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Harass the Midianites and strike them down, for they have harassed you with their wiles, with which they beguiled you in the manner of Peor, in the matter of Cosby, the daughter of the chief of Midian, their sister, who was killed on the day of the plague on account of Peor.
第十六节，耶和华晓谕摩西说，你要扰害米甸人，击杀他们，因为他们用诡计扰害你们。在皮尔的事上和他们的姐妹米甸首领的女儿哥斯比的事上，用这诡计诱惑了你们。这哥斯比当瘟疫流行的日子，因皮尔的事被杀了。
You see, Cosby is just a type of the sin.
哥斯比只是代表了这个罪而已。
And it's not a name you want to name your kids with.
当然，你不要将你的孩子取名哥斯比。
Just like Jezebel or Judas.
就好像耶洗别还有犹大一样
，They all represent evil，
他们都代表了罪恶
，Evil that God will do war against，
这一种罪恶是神会宣战的。
So what happens to us here？
所以对我们来说有什么样子的影响呢
？I hope that personally we'll all think about whether we're angry with what God is angry with。Or we're happy with what God is happy with.
我希望我们每个人能够思想，我们是否喜悦神喜悦的事，或者是我们会对神所发怒的事情也发怒呢
？Are we jealous for what God is jealous for?
我们会以神的祭邪为心吗
？If we lust after anything, whether it be sex, money, worship, power.We're not faithful to God.
如果我们是贪婪任何的事物，无论是性爱或者是钱财等等的，我们就对神不忠心。
He has the right to destroy us.
神有毁灭我们的绝对主权。
Don't even flirt with sin.
我们千万不要与罪恶玩耍。
This goes beyond just stealing a glance from a poorly dressed female.
这不只是当有一个穿着的非常暴露的女人走过，你偷看一眼
，or watching pornography，
或者是看色情刊物。
It goes way deeper than that into what do you really desire？
这个其实深入了我们的心里面，要我们清楚的知道我们到底要的是什么呢
？Are we jealous for God's name or jealous for our own name？
我们会因着神的名得到得罪而发怒呢，还是我们因着自己的名而发怒呢
？Are you jealous for God's pleasure or jealous for your own indulgent pleasures？
你会希望神得到喜悦，还是自己得到喜悦呢
？Do you want the glory or do you want God to have the glory？
你希望自己得到荣耀，还是神得到荣耀
？See, Phinehas didn't do it, so he got a medal or star.
菲尼哈如此做不是因为他能够得到奖章
He didn't even know there was a covenant coming to him
他也不知道会有一个约神会与他立约
He did it because he cared about what God cared about
他如此做是因为他所关心的是神所关心的事
So ask yourself Are you jealous for what God is jealous about? Are you too preoccupiedwith your own passions and desires away from God.
所以我们要问自己是否与以神 祭邪的心为心，或者是我们太过忙了，因为我们忙着做自己的事物呢？
Let us take a moment to pray now and reflect on this passage.
让我们花一些时间来祷告，而且思想一下这一篇经文。
Let us pray.
让我们同心祷告。
For the believer among us, ask yourself, what preoccupies your mind? Is it just surviving the rat race? And you're so busy that you couldn't care less about the gospel or the brothers and sisters around you who are trying to share the gospel. Are you ashamed of the gospel? For the believer now, please, take a moment to pray that you will be jealous for what God is jealous about. For the unbeliever among us, know that nothing can save you, and we beg you and ask you not to be under the wrath of God. We ask you, if we could, we will force you, but we can't, to believe in Jesus, to trust in Him, to give your allegiance to Him. Not believe in just a mental assent and agreement, but an absolute submission to Jesus. We ask of you, unbeliever, would you repent of your sins now? To turn away from your lifestyle of sin, from your self-centeredness and not God-centeredness? Will you, with the believers, also pray, be gracious to me. Be gracious to me, God, who can destroy me. Forgive me of my trespass and my insults to you. Please, let's pray, all of us, believer or unbeliever, that God will be gracious to us. Please take a moment now as you pray before God personally to ask Him for forgiveness of your sins. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this passage that reminds us of your absolute devotion to your people. And we pray that all of us may be able to say one day that we were jealous with your jealousy. May we one day say, thank you so much for saving us, for making a covenant of peace with us, that we may no longer be repeatedly fried and burned in hell, but enjoy your presence, that we may be able to enjoy this covenant of peace where we are no longer under your wrath. We thank you for the atonement made by Jesus, and we pray for the believer here to live a life unashamed of this atonement, unashamed to say, I am a slave of Christ. He bought me with His blood, and I will live for Him. And to the unbeliever, today, as we have read in Hebrews during the corporate prayer, that these people were very stubborn and refuse to change, and we pray for you, unbeliever, that you will not harden your heart as in the day of rebellion, as in the day of this disobedience here. We ask all this in the name of the only Savior and God, Jesus Christ. Amen.